we're here for a mentoring program, and then we're here to learn from the U.S. entrepreneurs regarding how to operate like a business.
Where are you right now, Mohammed, in the U.S.?
I'm in Huntsville, Alabama.
What kind of business leaders are you working with?
We are currently at Keystone Foods. It's a poultry farm. They process like this farm chicken stuffs for McDonald's, Subway, and other food companies.
And this program lasts for 3 weeks?
We're here for 3 weeks. We were in Washington for a week, so we've been sent over to our mentoring cities for a week and a half. So we're here basically. My project is in food processing, so basically I'm here to learn on techniques and then the standards that you have to apply in terms of processing fruits into juice and other agricultural techniques.
And you live in Gambia, so are you involved in food processing in Gambia?
Well, I've started a little, not in big scale. It's like a small scale thing where I collect mangoes and oranges from farmers and then just process them into juices. Basically, what I'm trying to emphasize is for people to drink healthy and eat healthy foods. Gambia actually imports up to like $60 million of fruit juices annually. So if we have the raw materials in place, but we don't have the technical know-how and we don't have the mechanized facilities that will actually process the raw materials into fruit juices. So that is the barrier that I'm trying to break.
And how do you think this trip is going to help you put those mechanisms in place?
Absolutely. It's actually brilliant because we've had like hands-on experience on some of the fruit produce companies. We actually learned from the CEOs about the impact of like agriculture on economic development.
You know, what kind of unique challenges do you face in Gambia trying to start a business, especially from the government's perspective, from the side of regulation?
Right. I think the government have actually set up like policies and they set up like institutions that actually help the youth to create like to be able to, you know, have like their own skills, you know, so that they can be entrepreneurs tomorrow. My area, the difficulty, the challenge that I have is mindset, breaking that mindset that what we get from abroad is actually the best product that you can consume. We actually have the local produce within. If we can have that mechanization, we can actually, you know, do the same as what is actually imported.